Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Brigitte, oh hello, my name is Brigitte.
What up, brother? You tell me the deal. Yo, yo, G-Money.
I think he just lost a bunch of weight doing King Kong. Or as Mario 66 in the chat room calls it, Cameltron. That joke's been around since ELR 42 or something. Here in America, we survive past 28. He has a homemade Tron costume, and he showed a little package. The players playing it are just a bunch of weird kids talking leet speak, probably masturbating while they play. Yeah, it probably makes me moist in a way.
Fart.
Yeesh. Sorry. That's no good.
Through the harsh Colombian jungle. Thank you, Sophie. This is Extra... Sophie. You want to say something? ELR. Just add singing.
Attention! Attention! Ladies and gentlemen, attention! There is a herd of killer rabbits headed this way, and we desperately need your help.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Oh my gosh, welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This is our new night and time, folks. It's Thursday night. This is the new permanent night for the show. It is September 27, 2007. If you were not informed about the change in date, that means you do not read my blog, which means you are a heretic and you should leave now. Take your marbles and go home, as it were. Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is show 153. I'm Scott Johnson. And this is the official podcast of MyExtraLife.com, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Use Life1 as your code and get your next .com domain for only $6.95. If you go to the GoDaddy codes on MyExtraLife.com's website, you'll get the other two that save you money as well. Get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com. Let's get right in. We have a lot to discuss with two very sexy individuals. Yeah. We have with us, let's start with him. Commission Comics' very own Obsidian from downtown Colombia. Bogota? No. Medellin or Medellin?
No, you said it right. You said it right.
Oh, Medellin. welcome to the show. How's it going?
I've had quite an interesting week.
You have. We're going to talk about that in detail because you had one of those nightmare weeks as far as I'm concerned. As far as any kind of, if you're a computer user and you are within the sound of my voice, you'll want to hear O's story, and you'll want to change your life because of it. Sounds like multi-level marketing. Anyway, that'll be a good story to tell. Brian is also here from MissionDeep.com and Comics Coast to Coast. Do you want to be billed as Comics Coast to Coast first from now on?
Whatever.
Since we're never going to see a comic ever again, as long as we live.
Just shut up.
Just mention my name. That's all I care about.
He's got like famous people on there. He had a eight-question interview with Berkeley. I can't ever say his name.
Burke Breath.
Yeah. You don't find a more famous cartoon artist living today, except maybe Gary Larson or that other guy.
He wouldn't actually talk to us, but we got to send him eight questions. He replied, and he was a nice guy about it.
Did he answer them all? It wasn't just like, no, yes, no, maybe.
No. He really went in depth. He's really, right. Really good about it.
All right. Is he going to do anything new? Has he got like Opus?
Yeah, he's working on a new book. He's actually been working. Well, he's doing Opus, of course, on the weekly, but he's also working on a new book. Yeah. He just put a new book out too recently, so he's doing a lot of the children's books since he's had children now.
No, Bloom County back in the day, dude, that was a big deal.
Yeah,
wow.
I really love Bloom County. I still love it.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So good job on that. It's comicscoasttocoast.com, right?
Yeah, thanks for the pimpage.
Yeah, and you got that big retarded guy working for you there. You got that Justin guy.
That's right, Justin.
I know he listens to this show, and so that's why I joke.
That's why you call him retarded?
Yes, I do. Because he listens to the show? Well, you know, it gives me a chance to let him know. All right, let's move on. Oh, let's start with O's story, because it's a bad one. And you know what, before we do that, can we do a couple of birthdays? Is that all right?
Yay!
Let's do birthdays. Wyatt Winter's birthday is the same as O's, so he'll celebrate it next week. And so everyone knows next week, next Thursday, is O's birthday. And I would like to put out a audio challenge. The audio challenge is as follows. If you are interested in helping celebrate O's 34th birthday, It is, just kidding, 28. If you want to celebrate his 28th birthday, which is the maximum life expectancy of the average Colombian today, we want you to send Very in nice. Audio files, preferably MP3s. You can also call the Gobline, but however you want to do it, to wish O a happy birthday, keep it 30 seconds or less, and you might just hear it on the show. So that'd be cool. I'm looking forward to that. So happy future birthday. Sam wanted me to say this, quote, hope this gets on the show. A shout out to Susan. I love you.
Oh, that's sweet.
It is sweet. Susan. I hope
Susan.
She's listening.
Susan don't even listen.
I hope she is. That would be really cool. In fact, I'm still waiting for somebody somewhere out there to do their wedding proposal on the show. So if you guys
That'd
are,
be awesome.
Yeah, if you think about getting married and you're going to pop the question, let us be involved. Unless she doesn't like you and we'll say no, and then we want nothing to do with it.
No, no, but the ideal way to do it is send us a picture of you, send us a picture of your wife, a resume, and we'll tell you if we approve.
Yeah, that isn't
we'll
creepy.
We'll go like, yes, I approve of this union. Yeah.
Yeah. Not creepy.
We will promote it on the show.
Yeah, not creepy.
And if not, if we don't approve of it, we'll boycott it on the show.
All right, I'm with that.
These two people are getting married, but we do not approve.
Yes.
We do not think they're a good match.
This contest has been approved by O. Sponsor, we have a special sponsor of the show today besides our normal sponsors, and that is Rev Fry. I'm not going to use his real name, but Rev Fry, and here's why. He has compiled multiple gigabytes, perhaps terabytes, of old-time radio shows for me to get from him.
Nice.
Perfectly legally, of course.
Yeah, yeah, most of stuff's in public domain.
A lot of it is, yeah. And it's like old CBS Mysteries and, you know, The Inner Sanctum, which now sounds bad. But back then it was really cool and scary, all that kind of stuff. So big thanks to him and a big bonus sponsorship of the show by him because he's making my ears tingle with glee, as it were. All right.
Tingle with glee.
One last one, and this was kind of cute, and I couldn't pass it up. Jason wrote in, says, we have a brand new baby boy, he and his wife, named Sam. Wanted us to say
it's ours?
Hi
no,
to
wait,
Sam.
Wait.
No,
wait.
Him. Him and his wife, not us. Your uterus has issues. It's gone south. O's, not anyone else's. anyway, so happy birthday, Sam. Welcome to the world. I hope it's a better place when you're 38. Anyway. Can we talk about your hard drive crash? Can you tell us what happened? And this is like, by the way, I got to say, for a web cartoonist working today, trying to get himself out there and make a place for himself, there is no worse fear in my mind than losing all your stuff, yeah. All your strips,
Absolutely.
Everything you've worked on. So tell us what you lost, what you didn't lose, and what you're going
to
do.
Well, to be honest, I still don't know what happened. I haven't been able to pinpoint exactly what the problem was, and I don't think I'm ever going to know anymore. But basically, I got up one morning, went to my computer. I normally use an alarm on my computer. And, you know, my alarm sounded. I went, I turned it off. You know, I said, you know, I can still sleep for half an hour. Went back to bed, set the alarm for another half hour. And about a while later, I got up and said, you know, that's odd. The alarm didn't sound. So I went over to the computer and saw it was off.
Oh, my goodness.
That's always the worst fear.
No. I mean, it happens. You know, sometimes maybe the cats will press the power button or.
Oh, I'd kill me a cat.
That's when you would kill the cat. I would kill me the cat. Dude, you are a southern tonight. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, I turn it on, and all I get is a black screen, and it said disk error. That was it. So,
and
you know, after...
Yeah.
Yeah, after, yeah. You know, playing around with it and trying to get it to turn on, you know, opening it, seeing if everything was where it was supposed to be and all that... I just popped in the Windows disk and, you know, decided to maybe repair Windows. You know, who knows what happened.
Sure.
And it wouldn't. It said, you know, there was basically no Windows to repair. And I'm like, that's odd.
Very odd.
So I decided, okay, let's see what happens if I tell it to install Windows.
Yeah.
So normally when it says it's going to install Windows, it asks you on which hard drive you want to install it. And it shows you the hard drives you have.
Yeah.
How much available space there is and how much, you know, is occupied. And it shows me all my hard drives, and they're all basically empty.
Oh.
Nice.
That's not good. Are you sure one of your cats wasn't reading, like, an HTML for dummies or something and came up with the C:F/ freaking format your drive C colon or something?
You know, it's a possibility. Yeah. It's a possibility. So basically, I'm like, what? You know, so I do it again, and I try it again and again and again, and, you know, every single time it's the same. You know, my hard drives are empty.
Yeah.
So I install it, and basically that was the result. I lost everything on my hard drives. Now, fortunately, and this is where I got lucky. I mean, at least a little bit. 2 weeks ago, when I got 2 or 3 weeks ago, when I got back from Atlanta, from Dragon Con, I upgraded my system, and I used to have 2 hard drives, right?
Yeah.
And one of them, I had every single thing, you know, all my work. So that was the hard drive I took out.
And that one was removed, course, right?
Yeah, that one was removed, right, and right. I passed all the files on it to the new hard drive. Now, I never erased that old hard drive, so I lost all my work, but at least in that old hard drive, I still have everything up until about 3 weeks ago.
So you lost 3 weeks of work. That's some of your best work, though. That's what I'm sad about.
I mean, three weeks is, I mean, we're talking about at least 20 comics and about, the 20 comics I can live with, I mean, they're still drawn there and I can color them back whenever I have the time, you know, with, you know, calm and stuff. But I lost about 3 commission. I mean, 3 commissions that I was almost through with.
Oh, that sickens me, dude. Seriously, you have to start
I have to color
over
those again.
Oh, that's horrid. Let me just say though. I mean, in my case, yeah, it would have been a loss. I'd have lost 9 strips. But you do one daily. I mean, that's a brutal amount of comics. Ugh.
I also lost about I lost about 40, maybe 50 gigs worth of music.
Oh my gosh, dude! What are you gonna do with your Engelbert Humperdinck collection? What about that?
I lost a bunch of movies I had downloaded, and well, basically, I had to download a bunch of programs and all that kind of stuff again to get back to work. But
right,
we survived.
You were still pulling Photoshop when I was talking to you the other day. I remember. So.
Yeah, I was still trying to download Photoshop, and fortunately, it ended last night. You know, I got Photoshop.
Dude, that was like 4 days of downloading that. I guess it's pretty bad.
Ouch.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, we feel bad for you. Now, what is someone to do to protect themselves? I don't know. I use here's a little tech advice out there for everybody. So you can never say that Extra Life Radio didn't teach me some damn thing once. Get an external 500 gig hard drive if you can, and plug that baby in. And back your stuff up. Now, I admit that sometimes I forget that week to back up or move some files over I just did that would take a lot of pain to do over again. And O's story made me rush right home and transfer all my poop to that hard drive.
Actually, what I'm going to be doing tonight is I'm going to be taking that old hard drive, connecting it to the computer, and you know, organizing it a bit, and I'm going to start using it as a backup drive. Basically, every week I'm going to connect it and transfer stuff over to it. I mean, I don't have an external hard drive. I just might consider purchasing one whenever I have money again, which is going to be never.
But, they're getting pretty cheap. They're getting pretty cheap. In the U.S., you can buy like a 200 gig external drive.
Well, ain't that something for you people in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's
huh?
like $60, yeah. And you know what else you can do here in the U.S.? You can get a 500 gigabyte one for about $119. Which is amazing.
Wow, that's really cool when you're in the U.S., huh?
Yeah, the U.S. is great. We count money in the hundreds, not the billions. So, yeah, that sucks, and we all have, I think, a moment of silence is necessary, but we're not going to hear it here. And I do hear your cat in the background saying, "He makes me poop in a box. I formatted his drive. I'm not pooping in a box
anymore." Basically, what I say is, I mean, there's not really anything you can do because I still don't know what it was. Some people say it was maybe, you know, a physical error.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, maybe, I'm not the kind of person that shouts out, "It's a virus," each and every time my system crashes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, somehow it does look a little bit like a virus. Still, I was told that viruses that do that kind of damage are very old. I mean, they haven't been seen for a while.
Yeah, they're kind of rare. There aren't any new exploits to really take advantage of that so much anymore. And you lost your whole partition, basically. It's like, that is a weird deal. But if you think about it, dude, we're all relying on these freaking hard drives. Think about it for a minute. Okay, you got all your stuff on there, and what you've got are these metal magnetic plates that have to be all the right temperature and the right air pressure in there and all the right chemical this and that. And it got a little arm on there moving and stuff spinning all the time. I'm surprised this stuff works at all, to be honest.
I don't know. I mean, I basically...
This Schumacher stuff has really got me perplexed.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, after 3 years, 3 years and 900 comic strips, I've learned that basically you can't prevent this. I mean, you can help prevent it, but there's no way to really be 100% safe from it.
Yeah.
All you can do is have backup plans, have good backup plans, and that's it.
All right. Well, so we feel bad for you. We know your pain. I've had this happen to me a couple of times, but I've been lucky too with data. I had a hard drive crash once and had to pay to have it. The data moved off of it. It was just the arm crashed and it just wouldn't work. But the data was okay. But it cost me like a couple hundred bucks though. Almost wasn't worth it. Yeah. So let's not think of that.
$100 and a testicle.
Yeah. Now, can we talk about how two things happened? Let's say it this way. Okay. By the way, we were going to prank. Brian and I talked about this. We were thinking about prank calling Jack Thompson because he sent me his cell phone number and the email he gave me.
Really?
Yeah, he did. His cell number and his office number.
That's not very bright.
Yeah, well, really. The guy's a... Well, anyway, I won't say that here. But anyway, he sent me an email. It said, had his phone, cell number, his office number, and his address, and, of course, his email address. And I was really tempted just to call the number and see if he answered and, you know, catch him in the middle of whatever he's doing. And
well, what would he do?
Well, I'm afraid he'd sue me for harassment. So I tried to talk, you know, and maybe would have grounds for that. So I tried to talk Brian into doing it just to see if he picked it up. I'm like, come on, Brian. Skype doesn't show a number on caller ID. He'll be fine. Anyway, but for those who missed it.
I don't know, Scott. Yeah. This sounds
a little fishy. Anyway, for those who missed it, Jack Thompson has taken an interest in the Photoshop contest that ends tonight at midnight, by the way. We'll award them next week. But this Jack Thompson Photoshop contest ended up on Dig and on Gamer Politics. And I'm proud to announce GayGamer.net.
No way.
They also ran the story. Anyway, they're no lovers of...
You know what Jack Thompson reminds me of? You know what kind of person he reminds me of?
Who?
You've probably run into this guy once or twice in your life. You know that guy that maybe you go to a bar or you go to, some public place... And this guy, the guy you can't look at him. Because if you look at him, you want to fight him. So, the guy that, maybe you're just looking around and you cross looks with him and he goes like, you looking at me? What's your problem? Why are you looking at me?
It is kind of like that. That's exactly how it feels. I mean, he's like, I'm sitting around looking for my name and there it is on a Photoshop contest. I'm going to send a completely illegal fake cease and desist by email. I mean, that's basically what
he did. It's kind of like Superman in the last Superman movie. He probably floats in the atmosphere waiting to listen to his name.
Yeah.
There's a tradition in the South. If you're out on Friday night and if you're out someplace and you run across a group of drunks, you can almost guarantee one of them's going to walk up and say, I heard you wanted to fight me.
That's true, dude. That's true. It's true.
And, that's the South for you.
Yeah, that's the South.
That's what happens. It's funny because what happens is one drunk guy tells another drunk guy, that guy over there said he's going to kick your butt. What?
Well, somebody in the chat room, who was it? Skibbs said that Jack Thompson is M. Bison. They're all comparing him to characters in video games. So M. Bison, nice. I guess so, sure.
Why does he get to be M. Bison?
I don't know. Why did Raul Julia get to be M. Bison? There's a good question. There's good questions all around about that guy. Anyway. So, Jack Thompson, if you don't like what O just said, you can try to extradite him. You can try to sue someone in another country. Good luck to you. Okay. Enough of that. Everybody, by the way, people were fearing I was going to cancel the contest. I'm like, dude, sorry. I know my rights. I know what it takes. Oh, but I will say this, and this is a total shout out to my good buddy Pierre up at Z Stuff, who is currently the host of the Extra Life site. Okay. This is great. The other day, so all this stuff had going on. We got in Doug, and it was all over the internet. And traffic is having this huge spike. People are clicking my ads more. It was bonus time all around for me. I don't know what it did for Jack, but it did a lot for me. Anyway, so all this stuff is going on, and I get this IM from Pierre. And it says, Scott, I need you. And I said, not now. I'm married. No, I didn't say that. I said, what's up? He goes, dude, we got a problem. I'm like, oh, what's going on? I thought maybe the server was down or some other deal like that. And he says, we just got a FedEx package with a big document in there that's basically a cease and desist. It says that we are court ordered to take your site down, that we have to pack up all the contents of the site, including your database, put it on a DVD, and mail it to this law office as evidence, and that we're court ordered to shut you down. I completely believed him. I was sure he was telling me the truth, and then he laughed at me, and I felt like an idiot.
Oh, that was just evil.
He told me
evil.
He told me he wishes that would happen. He says, that would be great. We would love it, because we're in Canada. They can't touch us, eh? Anyway.
That's funny.
So thanks, Pierre, for that. That was good times. Okay. Thank you for that. What else was I doing? Oh, no, I was going to say, you know when you've made it because Jack Thompson hates you, or in O's case, he got some hate mail for the first time ever. Oh, please detail what happened there, because I love this story.
Well, I don't know. I mean, when I first started out my comic 3 years ago, I finally got to talk to Scott a couple of months later. I mean, pretty much towards the end of 2004, and talking with Scott and Brian, I remember telling you two guys, I don't know if you two guys remember, that I planned to be the first webcomic artist that made it up to at least semi-fame without getting into a fight with anybody.
I remember that.
None of the drama. I remember it as well.
I remember
that is
laughing
right.
at you.
Yeah, yeah. I hate that. I mean, I hate you know the whole fighting and stuff. And you know, I was going to be the first webcomic artist to make it to fame without getting into a fight. Fortunately, it hasn't happened yet. I don't plan to have it happen.
Not a real fight.
Not a real fight. But in the 3 years I've been running, there have been many things that I have never gotten. I've never gotten into a fight, which I still haven't done. I have never missed an update, which I still haven't done. But I had also never received hate mail.
Well, don't forget, you've never gotten onto a roller coaster because you weren't high enough for where the bear's finger was. I'm just kidding. Continue. Yeah.
and last week, I got my very first hate mail.
Yeah,
and
dude.
To be honest, I was all excited and happy about it.
Ooh, I made it.
I read it. It was kind of an unusual. I thought it was a really petty email, but I could see how giddy you were about it. You were pretty excited about getting it.
Yeah, I was very, very excited about my very first hate mail. And to be honest, all I thought was, you know, I must be getting bigger because now people actually give a damn. People actually, I mean, you know that when people start talking about you negatively, it's because you're a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
I was very excited and I still am.
Maybe you can get sued by Jack Thompson.
Maybe
I could. No, but that would go against my first mandate, which is making it to fame without getting into a fight.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I'm very happy to hear that that's happened to you, and welcome to my world because I get hate mail all the time. I actually believe.
Are you going to tell us what the hate mail said?
What, his? Yeah. Oh, tell us what your said. Tell us what your hate
mail said. No. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's correct to say what the hate mail said because I don't know if it would be okay with the person that sent the hate mail. Maybe I could just give you a sort of synthesis of it. It basically said that the comic had been going downhill in the last few months, that it had been a very long time since the person had read a good joke on my site, that basically all my comics were, I quote, half, can I say ass?
Oh, sure. Say that word. That one's,
yeah, I mean,
that's
basically
PG.
That
that's
all
PG.
The... that all my comics were either half-assed or not even finished, and that he did have a good point that he was sick of seeing guest comics all the time, which, I mean, he is right. There have been a lot of guest comics on the site. I apologize for that. I mean,
well, it's
because
you
were
out of town, dude. It's not like you were freaking...
Well, yes, it's true, but you know, I'm not entirely I did actually read the email and think about what he said. I mean, I just didn't discard it entirely. I mean, there have been a lot of guest comics lately, but
you were open to his criticism, seeing it as constructive. I'll tell you what. What you should do is continue to be the Shaolin monk attitude that you are. I like that.
Yeah.
I will be pissed at him for you. How about that?
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
All right. I'm mad at you, whoever you are. If you're not listening, screw you. Yeah.
And that'll be the last piece of hate mail I'll write you, O, this year.
It was a dead giveaway, dude. It said,
Wait a minute. You know, this whole thing has made me wonder about something. I don't even know if it's right to ask Brian about this.
Do it.
Ryan, how much email do you get asking you when you're going to update again? Really?
I get at least two or three a week, no lie.
More than that, I'll bet. I'll bet you get it. Because you know why? Because his comic was good. That's why. And I'll tell you the other thing. There's no other thing. Never mind. But when I'm you should have been a dead giveaway when your email was signed Porkins in South Carolina. That should have been a giveaway.
Porkins.
I kid.
I joke. No, but yeah, that was the guy. Yeah. Porkins.
It was Porkins. Did he say stay on target? I'm too fat. Did he do that? He probably didn't do that. I can't do it. Did you guys see that Family Guy thing on Sunday? The Star Wars thing.
No, I didn't watch it. No.
Oh my gosh, dude! You got to see it. It's freaking funny as crap.
I got a torrent.
It is so funny, dude. Oh, you got to watch it ASAP. So do you, Brian? It's very, very funny.
I check it out.
I watched it on the toilet at work.
Oh, that's funny.
Sat there for 45 minutes.
How odd can it be to go into a restroom and start hearing some guy laughing?
I know, I was, dude.
Put up the stall.
I was in there giggling and stuff. That was really funny. And then I came back later, showed it to Kim. She laughed. And I have to admit, I am not a full-time Family Guy fan. It's hit and miss for me. But that was genius. You could tell those guys are true Star Wars fans. And
I love Family Guy. I really don't know why people... I've read a lot of negative comments about Family Guy. I really don't know what people have against it. I think it's awesome.
Just rainy day, fair weather fans. It's like people rip on The Simpsons for 6 years, and then they see the movie, and they think it's genius, and now they love it again. Their ratings are way up. I mean, people jump all over the place with this stuff. Family Guy's the same as it always been. It just is what it is, and you either enjoy it or you don't, and everybody's got a big damn opinion. I just don't find it as funny as I do other things, but I think Family Guy's good. It's all right. And that was just genius. So if you see the Star Wars one, you will not be disappointed. And you'll love who Obi-Wan Kenobi is. Anyway, I don't want to give it away. No spoilers.
Yeah, yeah.
Spoiler free.
I mean, I saw the short.
Chris, you want to come to my house for some popsicles? That guy. Okay. All right. So let's.
You actually do that voice frighteningly well.
My kids love it, and they don't even know what it's from. I'll sit at dinner and go, Nicholas, you want to pass me the gravy? That kind of stuff. They don't know what I'm doing. Anyway.
Oh, your kids are not allowed to watch Family Guy?
Oh, no, dude. For hell no. Not that show. We watch The Simpsons together, but they ain't watching no Family Guy. That show is rank. I mean, it's funny, but it's rank. Any more than I'd let them sit around and watch, what's it called?
Porn.
No. Yeah, porn, but maybe a few steps away from porn, like South Park, perhaps. But they can watch whatever they want when they're 18, dude. But we ain't doing that. I don't want Nick walking around the house going, good shot, Chris. Now don't get penis-y or whatever he said in that clip. Anyway, you have to see it. It's funny. Okay, I'm going to do a new segment. You ready for a new segment? Brand new.
I want a new segment.
Here it is, right? Oh, wait. Birthday before that. Here it is.
Hello, Scott Johnson, Brian, and Obsidian. This is James White in Jacksonville. It's my birthday today, and I was just hoping you could wish me a happy birthday on the podcast. You may remember me. I'm the one that made the correlation between Veronica and Ding Pong and their laugh. Anyhow, love the show. Keep it up. Bye.
Okay, I forgot him. Sorry. Totally spaced playing that while I was doing the birthday thing. Better late than never.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We didn't know how old you were, though. I can assume
what?
20s.
Does it matter?
I don't know. No, maybe it doesn't. Seems to matter every time I turn a certain age. Anyway.
Happy birthday!
How many times do you turn a certain age, Scott? I didn't know you could repeat it.
I wish I could. I want to do 24 all over again. All right. Scott's advice. That's the new segment.
And now let's listen to Scott for advice.
This segment makes me sad.
I know. It's making me tear up a little.
It's me weep for humanity.
All right. Advice from Scott. I have one item this week. If your name... This is short and sweet, guys. This is not anything... Don't expect a huge, giant segment. I'm just going to throw these in every week. All right? And here it is. My advice this week. If your name is Boner, Lipschitz, or Whitehead, get to the courthouse, pay the $25, and change it. I met three people this week with those last names. Three separate people, Boner, Lipschitz, and Whitehead. And they expected me to walk up and say, well, hello, Mr. Boner. Let me shake your hand, and I'm Scott, and not crack a smile or feel embarrassed. I can't do that. It's impossible. I know Whitehead is a normal name. People have had it for years and years. It's also what we call big freaking zits on our faces. Or worse, on our butt cheeks. So all I'm saying is, if your name is Whitehead, go change it. It's $25, $30. It's the best $30 you'll ever spend. Go with Jones or McGillicuddy or anything but Whitehead, Lipschitz, or Boner.
And then we're going to have
a new segment called... I'd change my name if it was Richard. Yeah. I mean, I see so many jokes online with Richard that I wouldn't be able to have that name.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. And you would think Brian's counterpoint would be, Scott, won't you change your name from Johnson? Because
I know, yeah. I almost did. If that was more of a common term now, you know, see,
if my name was Scott Johnson, I'd change my name to Big. Big John.
Listen, the kids today, they don't use that term. That's for like the 70s. That's like for some old dude walking around going, Johnson. That just isn't used anymore. So I'm safe.
Wouldn't it be awesome, though, to be called Big Johnson?
Dude, I'm not kidding you. This is a true story. At 3 o'clock in the morning when Nicholas was born, my 7-year-old, we were so giddy with being up late and having a kid and being excited about all that we almost... named him Harry. We did. We almost named him Harry Johnson. It was going to be
Harry Johnson.
Harrison Johnson, because we were naming him. We liked the name Harrison, not really because of Harrison Ford, but just like the name. And I thought Harry sounded great. Come around when the sun comes up, and we're like, what were we going to do? Harry Johnson. No, we can't do it. Anyway.
Wait a minute. As always, I seem to stop and notice where nobody else does. You said you were all excited and giddy about having a baby. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
And being up late?
No, I mean, that's what I mean.
That's what you said.
I was sleep deprived is what I mean. I was like kind of, it's 3 o'clock. I haven't slept. It's been stressful. Kim's been in labor for 2 hours. Let's name him Harry Johnson. Anyway, all right. That's my advice for the week. Thank you for coming. Let's do a break. We're going to come back in just a moment. When we do, much more to talk about. I'll give you a little preview here. We're going to talk about the Justice League. We're going to talk about a few other little odds and ends, but even more importantly, even more important than a Rambo cartoon, even more important than the Metal Gear Solid 4 trailer, which is the weirdest freaking thing I've ever seen and does make me worry about the future of Japan. We're going to talk about Halo 3 when our program continues.
Feeling blue and life got you down? Nonsense, Poopy Pants! You're listening to Extra Life Radio!
I try to breathe, I try to think of you. Don't know if trying will do. The silence, a mirror that breaks the lights in two.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Thanks for hanging around. Hey, I never did say thanks to everybody in the chat room. We have 127 people in here tonight. We usually have more, but I don't think a lot of people remembered the whole switch to Thursdays. But we have people such as Errant Prack, a Dick. Bad Fish is always here, it seems like. Bithen or Bithen. Oh, man, lots of guys. Let me skip down. Lazy, Loak, Kellenor. Neilman 12 MS Mike. Anyway, welcome to the show, all of you, one and all. Even all you anonymous Ustreamers are too lazy to create a real freaking name. Lazy butts.
Franks.
What'd you say?
You know, we got old man Franks. Mr.
Oh, of course.
Laituga.
Of course, old
Some
man
guy
Franks.
Named Mooby. I like that name. Mooby.
Mooby?
Mooby. Mooby.
Mooby.
Say it 10 Mooby. Times in a row. Say Mooby. Mooby.
Okay, I'm gonna do it in that one voice. I like to say the word Mooby. You want to come to my house and get some popsicles? Anyway. All right. Thank you for all being here. That's awesome when you guys are here. Now enough with you, and I'm not looking at your chat anymore. Okay. Let's talk about...
let's talk about you and me.
I bought...
Let's talk about all the things and the bad things that make me...
It's helping me
sing. You're not singing with me.
No, it's helping because I had to find the disc, and while you were singing, I found it. The chat room people can see this. I'm holding in my hands Challenge of the Super Friends, Attack of the Legion of Doom. which seems obvious. But anyway, I mean, that show was all about the Legion of Doom versus,
oh yeah,
you know,
wow,
the Super Friends. But I love this.
Grundy agrees.
Solomon Grundy smell bad. Dude, you know who's great in that show is Black Mantis. He's cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's cool. He's got that cool stingray head looking thing.
Yeah. Cold Man or whatever. Snowman. What's his name? Freeze Man?
Ice Man.
Whatever. He sucks. Anyway, we're going to play. I'm going to play just a clip from this. And the reason I'm doing this is I just want to show a little love to the Super Friends. Myself, my son, and my 10-year-old daughter are hooked on this. We watch this over and over and over. It's the cheesiest, worst pile of poo in the history of the world, and therefore the greatest thing ever made. And I love it. And so I prepared a clip.
Looks like the Justice League Trouble Alert has picked up something.
Holy iceberg! San Francisco is frozen solid!
And so is New York. But that's impossible.
No, it isn't, Superman. And if I turn up the satellite magnifier, I think you'll see why. Just as I suspected, it's my archenemy, Captain Cold, with another of his icy gadgets. It shouldn't be too hard to defrost his plans. My super speed will create a vacuum beneath his freeze ray and suck it to the ground.
Well, look who's arrived in a flash. I've been expecting you and waiting to give you this.
Captain Cold's freeze ray is lowering my temperature to absolute zero. I've got to speed up my molecules and melt the ice.
Seriously.
And not be, I love that part. I've got to speed up my molecules and not be ice.
Yeah. They.
No, that should be Scott's advice for this week. I mean, that
really
is the best
should.
Advice I've ever had.
Yeah,
you know,
it's excellent advice from the crappily portrayed Flash. That was the worst Flash in the history of the genre of superheroes. That guy is a bad Flash. But the point is that they always do seem to kind of talk to themselves. Have you noticed that? They're kind of like,
yeah, they always have to.
If I'm able to do this thing, I can do this other thing while I'm doing this. It's just kind of stupid.
Well, I've always thought it's pretty odd to just sort of narrate everything you do. Okay, I'm going to sit on my computer now. I think I'm going to turn it on.
We should all live our lives like that. Brian, are you an old school fan?
It seems I have finished defecating. Perhaps I should clean up now. There's the toilet paper. Yeah. I might just grab.
Were you an old fan, Brian? Did you used to watch this as a kid?
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, I did too. Every Saturday, I was hooking up. But as I watch it now, it's so bad. It's so cheap.
It is horrible.
Yeah, it's just terrible, but great stuff. So if you guys get a chance to check it out, this is a great DVD. It only cost, I want to say this was like $4.99. It was cheap.
Nice. Challenge, DVD?
Yeah. Challenge of the Super Friends DVD, Attack of the Legion of Doom. And it has these following episodes. Wanted, 10 Super Friends. Invasion of the Furians.
Fecal Matter.
The Furians, dude. Invasion of the Furians. Furians? That's like taking the word fear and putting Ians at the end of it. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's probably what they were.
I know. And the World's Deadliest Game, and the last episode is The Time Trap, and that's a good one. They send back that big...
That's a good one.
Yeah, they send back... I'm pretty sure Green Lantern and Aquaman are hanging out in that one together, and they end up having a love child together called Green Fish. Just kidding. None of that happened. They were taken back in time and left in like the Stone Age. It was great. So check it out. It's right there for you.
Scott seems to be over with his review.
I'm done with my review. Yes, maybe I should mute O while he starts to speak. All right, can we do this now? Can we talk about the thing that we're all avoiding?
What are we avoiding?
This.
Do it.
How were the graphics?
How were the graphics?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're not avoiding it. The one who's avoiding it is the one that has to, what is it?
Eat crow.
Eat a crow?
I got to eat a crow, yeah. Not Russell Crowe. Here's the deal. Last week, I was kind of down on Halo 3. I've been down on it for a while. I've been talking about it on the blog and various other places saying, I don't know, it looks like more Halo. Meh, meh, meh. It's not going to be that great. I played Halo 1 and 2. Not that excited. Okay. That's kind of how I was, you know, talking about the game. I've never gone as far as to say Halo sucks. I mean, I don't get into that, okay? Because it was, you know, they're fun games. I'm fine with Halo, but I was just not all that excited. I thought the hype machine was out of control. I just thought it was all just kind of on fire and couldn't stop itself. And selling them in 7-Elevens is just ridiculous, and you know, all this kind of stuff. And gamer fuel, like Mountain Dew gamer fuel, please. All that stuff was killing me. So then the reviews started coming out. This is like back, you know, the weekend, basically, Saturday or so, before the launch on Tuesday. And all these major game media news outlets and sites were giving it these perfect scores, 100 here, 95 here, another 100 here. Lots of 100s, lots of 90s through 100s. The lowest score I can find is an 88, which is still a pretty high score.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's just, I think the overall average right now is 97 point something out of 100.
Nice.
Out of all the reviews collected. And I just, it just hit me. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude, are you serious? Either everyone's full of it, or this really is a good game, or a better game than I'm expecting it to be.
But that's not what you said last week.
I know. So
what did you say last week, Scott?
You better quote me. What you said. You quote me. What did I say?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're normally very incoherent. So
I said that Halo was going to be Halo 3 is going to be a pedestrian. I think is the term I used. Rehash of the previous two games. That's what I predicted. I was completely incorrect. It is honestly.
Okay, and just for the record,
yeah.
Who told you Halo was awesome?
You did.
Yes. Say it again.
You did.
Say my name.
Sergio Vallejo Felicio Lopez.
Okay. Say my name that you actually do know.
Oh, Sergio Villaisasa. I say that right?
Okay. Now yell it. All right. Moan it.
All right, look, I know I was down on it. I know I kind of had this thing, but it is fun, dude, and I don't know that I've had this. Something's going on out there. I didn't have this much fun in multiplayer. I haven't had this much fun in multiplayer since Gears of War, which I really enjoyed as well. But and admittedly, here's the deal. I only played multiplayer locally on either LAN parties or split screen with people, so I never did the whole live gig with either one or two. That is some wicked A fun in Halo 3, and I can't quite get enough of it. So now I'm willing to eat that crow, admit it when I'm wrong, and say to the world, Halo 3 is a really great game, and you ought to play it if you have a 360. That's all I'm saying. It's good stuff.
And I wish I had a 360.
It's way fun, dude. Seriously. It's way, way fun. And I've had a chance to play with some other extra lifers, fans of the site, and listeners of the show. They are soundly handing me my butt on a platter with each and every kill. They're just wasting me. And it shows that, you know, I didn't grind away a ton of hours in the multiplayer like everybody else did, so I have some catching up to do. I always enjoyed the campaigns, but that ain't the same, you know, as getting into a multiplayer fray. We played with Len from Jawbone a little bit, who's recording right now, I believe, his show, opposite ours, on CBS. And he was about as good as me, let me put it that way. So anyway, Brian, are you a Halo fan at all? Did you play any version of Halo, PC version or anything?
Yeah, don't you remember you talking about that? I hate how the stupid thing does. I can't control it.
Oh yeah. You're the one that didn't. Yeah. You're the one that hated that. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's all this talk about Halo 3? Do you still sort of just shrug your shoulders and go, "Meh, it's not for me," kind of thing?
Well, you know, I'd like to play it, but I can assure you, I won't be any good at it. But
that's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, but you know, I wouldn't mind playing it.
How about your Quake Wars? What's it called?
That's how busy I've been. I haven't even had a chance to play it yet.
Oh,
it's killing me.
Gosh, dude,
it's killing me.
We got to get you. We got to set up some kind of fund or some kind of not a fund, but like a support group or an intervention and get you back into gaming a little bit.
No doubt, man.
You don't play enough stuff.
Sucked.
Anyway, so there you go. That's my take on Halo 3. As far as the actual question of how were the graphics? Let me tell you how the graphics were. And by the way, someone else asked me that the other day. Once again. How are the graphics? I would say that is the one weak spot, actually. It's not anywhere near the visuals of, say, Gears of War or even BioShock or various other games on the platform. That being said, it's still very nice. It looks great. It's in high def. It's definitely a big jump ahead of Halo 2. I think that they kind of drop the quality of like environmental stuff, like textures and how much polygon you see and stuff like that. I think they do that because they're trying to improve the performance of the multiplayer experience, because That needs to be fast and crazy, and
well,
it is.
Halo has never actually been like a graphical powerhouse. I remember Halo 1 when it came out, if you would compare it graphically to the other games that came out at the same time, it really wasn't that impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's never really been a leap forward in the graphical field.
It definitely looks good. It looks good, but it doesn't look great.
It's mostly a game about the fun.
It's about
combat.
Yeah.
It's about combat and fun.
I would totally agree with that. I don't know if it's just an aging engine or if they do it for performance. I'm sure there's some factors we don't even know. So a couple of times it's sort of jarring.
It's the Master Chief. He doesn't like that sissy graphics kind of stuff.
And Ron Perlman's in it, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
But no way, really?
Oh,
yeah.
I need that game.
Yeah, Ron Perlman does a voice. Absolutely. And he's great at it.
I need the game.
Yeah.
I must have it.
He's both the beauty and the beast. We love that guy. Anyway, Halo 3, go get it. They're on myextralife.ning.com on the social, the Extra Life social network. There is a whole group for Halo 3 players, and if you want to get in on some action and set up some games and match times and all that, that is the place to do it. So go check that out if you would like to do that.
Please, somebody, when you're playing Halo, please, somebody, use a war cry. If you yell, you know, for the O, or if you want, you can yell Pipi del Fuego. But, you know, just yell it for me. I wish I could be playing Halo, and I can't. I don't have a 360 or anything. So just, you know, for the O.
That would be fun, dude. Can you imagine? People would line up to play us three. They'd want to kill us. That'd be awesome.
Destroy us.
Especially that Brian fella.
Destroy us all.
I will kill you. All right. Can we talk about two more things that I just found of interest this week? And as people can tell, we have no central topic today, and that's okay.
None.
We got a
do
great.
We ever?
Well, we do next week.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, thanks to you. Actually, you have a good idea.
I always give topics.
Yes, you do. I didn't know this existed. I thought it was interesting. I went and found the intro for it. Apparently, in the 80s, maybe 80s, maybe 90s, but somehow I missed this completely. There was a Rambo cartoon, like a full-on animated Rambo cartoon on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What the hell's wrong with me?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
It looks like it was drawn by the same people who did G.I. Joe.
Yeah, it did, actually. In fact, I'm sure it was them. I'll bet it was them.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the intro and talk about it on the other side.
Rambo. Anywhere and everywhere, the savage forces of General Warhawk threaten the peace-loving people of the world. There's only one man to call. Get me Rambo. From the canyons of skyscrapers to the canyons of remote mountain peaks, Liberty's champion is unstoppable.
All right, so there's Liberty's champion, Rambo.
Liberty's champion. That's right. I love that.
It seemed to me like he was more of a kind of a loner and revenge guy in the movies. When did he become Liberty's champion?
Exactly. It's totally different. I've seen a lot of criticism about the cartoon because it totally detracted from what the movie was, which, by the way, I watched this past weekend. It is an awesome movie.
Rambo?
Yeah, Rambo.
Which one? First Blood or the
Rambo? First Blood.
Oh, look at you.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the new one. I mean,
yeah, it's supposed to come out this next year.
If anything, it looks like it's a lot of fun.
It's sure bloody looking. That trailer they released.
Looks like a lot of killing.
Bloody.
I mean, I want to be that big when I'm 60.
Yeah.
Well, that guy's huge. If you eat handfuls of steroids every day like him, you too can be as big as Sylvester Stallone.
Is that Scott's advice for this week?
Yes. No, I'm saving that for next week. If you want to get big like Sly, that's a good one. I'll hold on to that. But no, he's a big dude. There's no question about it. But my question is, I don't think he – well, I didn't look, but did he voice Rambo in the cartoon? I doubt it.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Me too.
Why would he even bother? Probably not.
Kids wouldn't be able to understand it. Yeah. Mommy, what's he saying?
And speaking of Sylvester Stallone, I happened to catch on some – fluke moment. I can't remember why I was even where I was or how I saw it, but I saw Judge Dredd the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I like Judge
Dredd. You know what? Actually. That movie's not as bad as everyone says it is or remembers it being.
Nah, it's not that bad.
I mean, it's very stylish.
Yeah, it's not too bad. The comic book was really cool. I remember reading that a lot when I was younger, and so seeing this, I was like, it's not that freaking bad. It did have I can't remember his name, the Saturday Night Live guy, the Making Copies guy. What's his name?
Making Copies.
That guy. I don't know his name. The one that's always saying, "You can do it," in all the Adam Sandler movies.
You can do it.
Anyway, yeah. He's in it, and that's a little annoying. Rob Schneider, that's
Rob
it.
Rob Schneider, that's yeah. it.
Thank you, Mean Gene, Kyle Crane. Oh, Kyle Crane. He's one-third of the Infendo team.
You know, I was wondering something about Rambo. Is Rambo an actual last name? I mean, was it just made up for the movie, or are there actually people in the United States
called a real name?
No, like Carl Rambo. I mean,
yeah, it's like,
hello.
Yeah,
my name is Jeremy Rambo.
It's like Boner Lipschitz and the other one.
I remember there being a controversy about that because it really was somebody's name.
Oh, really? Like an Italian name, maybe, or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mr. Rambo.
Somebody looked that up.
But wouldn't it be awesome? I mean, wouldn't that be like the ultimate legacy to give your children? Like, you know, I don't have to pay for school or you know, college or anything. I mean, I already given you that awesome name. I mean, your name is Rambo. You can do anything you want.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you mean you're asking me for money? Your name is Rambo. You don't need
it. Did you guys have a Rambo knife when y'all were kids?
Oh, yeah, dude. Big old thick thing with a big serrated edge on one end and all that. That
was
awesome.
You know, now,
of course, now that I think about it, if there's Jeremy Rambo and Carl Rambo and Lucas Rambo, that means there's also probably Susan Rambo and
Penelope Rambo and
Sonia Rambo.
Sonia Rambo. And, Red Sonia.
Iphigenia Rambo.
Iphigenia, dude. That always sounded
hello, my name is Kathy Rambo.
That name sounds like a venereal disease. Anyway, someone recommended Rambo Johnson. That's not bad. Maybe I'll name we have another kid. I'll name him Rambo. Why not?
Scott Rambo.
Sergio Rambo. Hey.
Oh, Sergio Rambo.
Brian Rambo. Anyway, what you do with your bow and where you ram it is up to your business. Okay, let's talk about one last item. This is really important. I'm of the opinion I'm seriously concerned about Japan.
Seriously.
I really am. I know I've said it before. I know I sometimes have problems with anime, but this beats all of it for me. I don't know how many of you have seen the latest, and even the one right before this, but the latest Metal Gear 4 trailer for the PS3, which looks gorgeous and looks like a lot of fun.
The gameplay, it looks awesome.
It does look really fun, but dude, there's drinking monkeys. There's a guy taking a dump in a rusty barrel.
But that happens. I mean, a guy with diarrhea happens in every single Metal Gear game.
I know, but it does. Wait, hold on a minute. When was that?
Yes, there is always a guy with diarrhea in a Metal Gear game. It's like a tradition.
No, when in Sons of Liberty? When in Sons of Liberty was there a dude taking a
duke? Well, you see, people in the chat room might just help me out here where each one is specifically, but in one of the games, for example, if you use the little sort of a gun that you point and you can listen to stuff, you know, the little sound gun thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in the second one or in the third one that some guy in a bathroom stall, he has a bad case of diarrhea and you can listen to like 5 minutes of dialogue, you know, the guy's in there moaning and grunting and talking to himself while he has diarrhea. And in another game, it's a guard in the first one, it's one of the guards in the prison and he gets diarrhea and he has to run away, and then supposedly when you pass through a duct or something you can see him on the
Dude,
toilet.
I mean this.
In every single Metal Gear game there's the same it's the same guy with a huge dump or diarrhea or whatever, and he even has a name. Does anybody in the chat room remember the guy's name?
James, they said. James is his name. Nobody knows.
Johnny? No, his name is Johnny. Yeah, Johnny. His name is Johnny.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And he's the diarrhea guy.
All right, so
he's
let's
in
say
every single Metal Gear game.
Let's say that's true. Let's say there's a crapper guy in every one of those movies. Games. I'm actually pretty sure there is, because again, Japan doesn't go crazy overnight. I'm sure they've stretched it over all those games. But what I'm saying is, this one has him out in the middle of the street in a 10-foot rusty barrel that I don't know how he got into the thing to begin with.
But it's awesome. I mean, it's awesome because you got Snake pointing a gun at him, and he goes like, he treats him like a rookie or something. Guy says, you know, I'm not a rookie. I've been in this for 10 years, which is, of course, referring to the fact that he's been since the first game.
But that's not the guy duking it, is it? Is that the same guy in the barrel taking the dump? I thought that was a different dude. I don't know. But the point is this. Okay, we'll say that that's okay. For now, society accepts the fact that this guy craps in every Metal Gear game. Fine. I'm with you there. But there's a scene where Snake is being all stealthy and his suit lets him blend into whatever he's leaning on, kind of chameleon style, right? Why is he next to a statue of a little kid pouring water into the fountain? And when he goes stealth, he reaches over with his right hand and holds on to the package of the kid. Holding on to the kid's unit.
I don't know. Maybe he's covering it so other people can't see it.
All right. That's case number two. Case number three. When you're out in battle and you're starting to feel fatigue and your accuracy starts to suck, the game developers sat around and said, you know what we really should do, Mr. Kojima? We really ought to make it so when that happens, Snake needs to go find a porno magazine and read it. Then he'll be ready for the next battle, because that's what you do in the game.
Well, because he would relax.
I don't know. I don't know. It seems stupid. Now I feel better. I can go kick over that can that dude's taking a poo in. I'm powerful again because I've read this porno magazine. And then, okay, now that's not all. There's more.
Letters to Hustler.
There's drunk monkeys running around in the game. I don't know what they're doing, but there's a drunk monkey there.
How can you not love a drunk monkey? I mean, that's pretty much the whole selling point of the game. Buy Metal Gear, there's a drunk monkey in it.
I don't know, dude. I just can't get past these things. They just...
Who wouldn't pay to see a drunk monkey?
Well,
come on.
The game looks like fun. I'm with you there. It looks like a blast. It looks beautiful. Graphically, I'm completely blown away. But I'm just concerned about what the crap is going on in Japan. They're sitting around thinking, all right, we need to have a really cool sniper gun, and then we need to have this really great stealth mechanic. Oh, yeah, there needs to be a guy taking a dump while a freaking Snake reads a porno. It just is weird.
No, you know, the thing I love the most about Metal Gear is that, I mean, you can see that the guys that made the game had fun making the game.
I guess.
Because it is filled with all these kind of details that you can immediately tell these people just put there for fun. I mean, in Metal Gear 2, you're standing there and there's a bunch of like seagulls, and you can of course shoot the seagulls. And if you shoot several of them, you're gonna get a radio transmission saying that you're a horrible person.
Well, that stuff I can deal with. That stuff I can deal with. But it's like, oh, here's a barrel. Here's a guy. He's taking a poo. Now he's running away with his pants hanging down. Now that's comedy. Freaking not since Fatty Arbuckle have we been so entertained. You know, it's just to me, it just seems a little, I don't know, something. It just seems stupid.
You're overthinking it.
Maybe
Scott.
I'm overthinking it. I just think every time I see something just like this in a game, I just go,
poop is
what?
Fun. I mean, come on. How many times don't we make poop jokes? Make one.
That's true. Today's our poop story joke or story episode for those who miss it. And then those who hate it, you know where to send your emails. You've done it before. Anyway, so I am looking forward to seeing what transpires with that game, but I am seriously concerned about some of those. It's just goofy, dude.
Doesn't mean you're going to buy a PS3, does
well,
it?
Well, part of it is that it's so blatant, okay? So at the beginning of this new trailer, there's this kind of hot chick talking to you. And it's as if she's holding a little handy cam in front of her or something. And she's hiding, and there's explosions going on outside, and she's talking to it real fast. She hears something. She looks to the side, and then she goes running to a place for cover, and the camera comes down a little bit just long enough to show her bouncy, no-bra-wearing boobies for a minute. Well, what is... I mean, it's just so blatant. It's like, all right, you 14-year-old kid. I know you're playing this game.
I can't seem to figure out where this is bad.
I know. I knew you wouldn't. I'm just saying the subtlety is missing. It's like... Oh, no, something exploded. Here's a chance to show my boobs. And she shows her boobs. And then she runs over there. I mean, it just seems so blatant. It's like, oh, here's your boobs. And oh, and while you're at it, here's a guy taking a dump. Now, that's funny.
You know, this whole guy taking a dump is going to change your life, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess, dude. Or ruin it.
But you still haven't answered my question.
All right, say it again.
Will you eventually be buying a PS3?
Probably. I don't know if it'll be for this game, but I've always said that. I would probably eventually get a PS3 or any game machine where there were suddenly awesome games I really wanted bad. And that might be one that if it's as big and sprawling and as cool as it's kind of looking.
Well, have you played all the other Metal Gear games?
Everything but 3. I didn't play 3 because my PS2 was dead.
3 is one of the best.
I know.
I mean, 3 is awesome.
I know. 3. My PS2 died right around that time, and I just never bothered to get it replaced or do anything about it.
Well,
so
get
I never
two,
played
send
it.
Me one.
All right. I'll get two. I'll send you one.
Send me a 362 while you're at it.
I will, sure. Why not? I got money falling out of my rear end.
Wow. And you're making fun of a guy taking a dump.
It's a never-ending story. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it, folks. We're not going to do calls tonight because I don't know where the phone is I used to do those. Or I would. We can't find it. It's lost. It's like in a couch somewhere. I'll tell you what. Just because the chat room really wants us to do this, I'm going to pause and go look just one last time and see if we can find it. Hang on. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting one.
Call the Gobline. Have Scott treat you bad.
Hey, this is Scott. Who's this?
Dude, I do it, old man Frank.
He's like magic, dude. I don't know how he does it. Oh no, you're breaking up. Okay, he's gone. Next caller.
I love old man Frank. I don't know why you cut him off. You know, we should have a serious chat with him one day.
I love him too. He's awesome.
Okay, find out who's the man behind the Frank.
Man behind the Franks. We'll do a little interview with him like a behind the music thing. Okay, here's one. You're on ELR. Who's this?
Hey, Scott, this is Crockpot. I played Halo 3 with you on Tuesday.
Dude, you didn't just play Halo 3 with me on Tuesday. You creamed me on Tuesday. You freaking kicked my
trash.
Oh,
man, that's disgusting.
Dude, I got some advice for you.
Please.
You're playing Free For All.
Yes.
Be careful, and you're trying to team up with the other guy, like you're a team up with Plant.
Yeah.
Be careful what you say, because you said, oh, let's go to the Warhog. The Warhog. So I threw the grenade over there, and then...
Yeah. See, that was dumb. That was so dumb of me. What I should have done is not talk to him at all. I mean, I wasn't thinking. I was like, yeah, come on, we need to team up and go over to this one place, and then you guys would be there and you'd kill us.
Weren't you going the passenger side first?
Yeah, I tried to get in the wrong side of the freaking Warthog, and then when I got out to get back in, you creamed us.
Dude, I was looking out there. I was like, what is he doing? Oh, well.
Dude, I'm still picking shrapnel out of my teeth, for real. It was scary.
Sweet.
But it was fun. I would love to play with you again anytime, dude. You want to throw down? I'm ready for you.
Heck yeah, man.
All right, cool. See ya. All right, that was him.
Boys.
Anyone else? 801.
Scott, you should do the old guy from Family Guy, the old pedophile from Family Guy, and invite people to play with you.
Yes. Come to my house. I've got popsicles. Let's see. All right, here comes another one. Hi, right, you're listening to ELR. Who's this?
I can't believe it.
Dude, you got in, man. Who am I talking to?
This is James from Nobody's Listening. How you doing?
Oh, James, it didn't sound like you, dude.
Oh, sorry. I don't have pants on right now.
Oh, that explains it. That affects your tone.
Yeah, I got the tail end of your show, and I guess I walked in the wrong part. You guys were talking about Duke.
No, we're talking because it's this new Metal Gear Solid trailer makes it look like pooping is the fad of the day. It looks like everybody needs to take a dump in a barrel in that game.
That's the reason they call him Solid Snake. At least... Great thing.
See? Exactly, dude. You made the best poop joke of the day.
Woohoo!
Yeah, bonus. Bonus for you. All right, well, man, take it easy. All right, that was him. I love cutting people off fast.
Yeah, I know.
I love James. He's
awesome.
Great.
Yeah, you do it all the time.
Yeah, I do it all the time. All right, we got another one. You're on ELR. Who am I talking to?
Cameron.
Well, hello, Cameron. You've called before, have you not?
Yeah, I called last week and I won a print.
That's right. You're one of the ones that won the print. That is correct. How's it going tonight? Do you have a question or a comment for us?
Yeah, but I want to mention that I'm playing Halo 3.
Right now?
Yeah.
Sweet. How are you holding up?
Hang on. I got it. Well, never mind. I was wondering if you thought that the little Cortana...
Yeah?
The transmission?
Yes. What about it?
Okay, good. I'm not alone.
You mean the little... Oh, you mean the little thing that like he keeps having the vision in his head? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, no spoilers here because I'm not that far yet, but yes, I agree with you.
Okay.
All right, have a nice day. All right.
That was really great.
It was insightful. So. We'll take one more. Thank you, Cameron. Let's have a question for... I want to hear a good question for Brian.
No questions for me.
Brian always got something interesting to say. I'm too fat. Stay on target. I'm too fat. I can't do it. Pull up. I can't do it. Oh, dude, that whole red leader thing in that Family Guy episode, that had me rolling over dead laughing. That was so funny. Red Fox, ready to go.
Mr. Postman.
Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman, give us that dream.
Mr. Sandman, give us a dream.
Of Peach. Peach. Peach.
That was good, dude. Hi, you've called ELR. Who's this?
Hey, it's old man Frank.
Liar.
Yeah, it's Eric
Phoenix. Oh, it's Eric from
Phoenix. Frank, but
how's Phoenix? I love Phoenix. I have some family
hotter
in Phoenix.
Than Hades.
Oh yeah, dude, it's still hot, isn't it? How is it like in the winter though? It's like 75 or something.
It's still hot.
Yeah, I don't get you people. I don't know how you do it. You're borrowing all your water from California.
Yeah, I'm moving to Connecticut at the end of the year. So that's what does that tell you?
That tells you that you prefer normal seasons over freaking hell on a stick.
Yeah, they think they're trying to change the phrase hotter than Hades to hotter than Arizona.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. All I do when I think of Arizona is I picture John McCain thinking he heard a Charlie in the tree and running through the street naked.
Nope.
That's what I picture.
I got a question for O, actually.
Oh, good. That'd be awesome. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm wondering, I've got conflicting views on the term gringo.
All right.
So I went from a Colombian. What does gringo mean?
All right, let's ask the Colombian. What to a Colombian does gringo mean? Does it mean anything?
Gringo is just the way we call, people from the United States of America. But actually, I have an opportunity to actually show people that I'm smart and actually answer this question. Gringo comes from Mexico. And basically, because the uniform, the army uniform was green or something, they would say, green, go home. And that's where gringo comes from.
Really? Green?
Yes. Yeah, from green, go home.
What is green? What was green? I don't understand. The color green?
Because the uniform was green.
Oh, gotcha.
The Americans occupying their country, the Americans that were there, they had green uniform, so green, go home.
Okay, I get
and
it now.
That's where gringo.
But I thought the uniforms back then were kind of blue and grayish and stuff. They didn't remember green, were they? I don't know.
How should I?
I'm nitpicking. Doesn't that sound like something? That sounds like an update in Wikipedia that isn't true or something, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, the U.S. military uniform was green.
Yeah.
So, they were basically protesting what they would say was green, go home.
So what? And that's where you're saying if their uniforms were blue, it would have been blue go or blue. Yeah, blue go. Right?
Well, I always thought, when I found out where gringo comes from, I thought it was pretty stupid. But now that you made that comment, I think your comment is even worse.
Oh, that's good. Makes me feel warm inside, which must mean it must be the end of the freaking show. Thanks, everybody, for being here, especially the chat room. Thanks, you guys, for taking part. One of you is the secret winner of a print of All Your Own. I will announce that later. Anyway, and it's not necessarily one of you who called. Maybe somebody else. We'll see. You'll just have to see. I will contact you directly. Actually, the truth is it'll be someone who called. So everyone who called tonight, you need to send me your email, and I will reply and let you know which one of you won. So thanks, everybody, for being here. It's been great. It's been awesome. It's been all that and a bag of chips. I want to thank O and Brian for being here, of course. Thanks to everybody else who helps contribute to make this show what it is. Thanks to Sebastian for our mashup you heard at the top of the show. The pop top of the show. Thanks to GoDaddy. Thanks to YouBuyNow.com. Thanks to everybody else. I can't think of any names because that's just I'm out of it. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call and leave us a voicemail on that very same line we used a minute ago. That is 801-471-0GOB. Leave your message and we may just play it on the next show. You can also email me. Which means us, at myextralife@gmail.com or extralifradio@gmail.com. It really doesn't matter. I've given up on trying to separate those, so do whatever you want. And next week, we have a really cool topic in store, so check back with us Thursday. That is when we record, 10 p.m. Eastern, if you want to be part of the live show. It's posted thereafter shortly as a podcast, and you can check it out then. Thanks, everybody, for all that you do, and we'll see you next time for show number 154.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Ha. I need... Oh, yeah, knowledge. Ah!
Hello, Extra Life Radio listeners. This is Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with a cold and a couple of reviews for you. Well, the new fall TV season has started, and I've been checking out some of these new pilot episodes that they've been putting out. They did some of these ahead of time, actually, through Amazon and some other sources, but I've watched two of them, and I wanted to mention both. The first one that I watched is Chuck, which is on NBC on Monday nights. Basically, there's a story about kind of a nerdy, geeky guy. He works at sort of a Best Buy store and ends up getting a lot of very secretive and classified information sort of downloaded into his brain. It's kind of an action comedy drama show. It's on NBC Monday nights before Heroes. It's really cute, though. They've got a lot of good characters in it. The actors are good. I'll definitely keep watching. It's sort of a cross between kind of the old Alias TV show and James Bond and, you know, Beauty and the Geek a little bit. So check it out. The other show I wanted to mention is called Journeyman. It is also on Monday nights after Heroes on NBC. This show is basically sort of a remake of the old TV show Quantum Leap, which I was a big fan of. A guy gets basically transported to the past at different times and has to change things and sort of set things right that kind of once went wrong. It's kind of a little slow, the first episode, but I'm going to keep watching it and see how it turns out. They haven't quite explained how all this is working, but it is interesting, and the actors and characters are interesting as well. So there you go. Monday nights, you got a whole block of TV, not counting Heroes, the new show Chuck, then Heroes, of course, and then Journeyman, all on NBC. This is Rico signing off for this week.
Fascinating.
Sprint IP Relay, operator 8572 with the following message. Hey, Scott, it's Dean Kane. I got a case of Pabst, and I'm on my way to your place. See you soon.
This is Buster from Canada, and I'm sick of getting the voicemail. Now, you pick up my phone calls next episode, or I'm going to be mad. I'm going to send the Beavers, the Hockey Sticks, the Hockey Players, the RCMP, and all the other fun stuff up here in Canada, and we're going to get you, eh? Now, you better put me on. Well, I don't know what about else I'm going to do to you, but it's going to hurt, Mr. Johnson. Thank you.
Hey, Scott, this is Jack Thompson, the attorney. You an email, I sent you one, and you replied to me very rude. So I just want to let you know that you're screwing around with the big boys now, and Florida rules. Go Marlins.
Hey, Scott, this is Dawson from the chat. You know, my son, he's 4 years old, and he watched this movie last night, and I asked him to explain to me, and he described it like this. And then the movie went... And he changed. So then I asked him a little bit more about it, and it turns out the movie that he was watching was Aladdin. Not Transformers, Aladdin. Okay, that's it. Thanks a lot for a great show and for saying my name. All right, bye.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire Extra Life Radio. Turn it.
Hey there, Scott. This is Old Man Herbert from Family Guy. Just sitting here listening to your little podcast you got going on. Keep talking, baby.
Hi, this is James from Nobody's Listening, NLCast.com. I just wanted to make a point. Sarah Jessica Parker did not look good in that Lake movie. The only movie that woman's ever looked really good in was, like, some kid's movie where she was a witch with, like, some other lady and some other lady from that nun movie. Yeah, I'm prepared for this call. But, yeah, she says this one line where she goes, amuck, amuck, amuck. And if you've seen that scene, then you know she was hot while she was saying that. Ultra cute, ultra hot. And because of that, I've actually forgiven her for many of her sins and for her wrinkles. But I don't know how much longer I can do that. But anyway, thanks and enjoy.
Hello, Scott. This is Chris Diamond here. I just want to let you know I got Darwish's latest show. It's amazing. Something fantastic. Bioshock, amazing. Amazing game. I love it. I really don't have an accent. Put me on the show. Show. Hearing it?
Ready?
Ready!
Mkoy.
Mkoy.
Hey, Murloc.
I like the things you say. Hey, Murloc, I gargle every day. You're the one and only mob with the one and only sound. You know how to take a cereal and make it Murloc Crunch. They're
It's the best $30 you'll ever spend. Go with Jones or the McGillicuddy or anything but Whitehead, Lipschitz, or Boner.